I can't believe Cult of the Lamb won Game of the Year, Kyle.
It's wild. It was a
Rightfully
bloodbath.
so.
The cultist leader in that person's playthrough brought Kratos and Atreus and Aloy and the Xenoblade characters.
All of them.
And even the cat from Stray and Margit and just sacrificed them in front of everybody.
Dude, it was...
The technology Jeff had on stage.
Incredibly violent.
Pretty incredible.
Incredibly violent.
Yeah, all while Bear McCreary is back there doing his thing.
Okay. You ready for this, Kyle?
Yes.
So new games got revealed. First off, awesome show, amazing show. One of the best shows we ever made.
Ooh-wee.
Still recording this after or before the Game Awards. We have no idea where we're. Nor do I really care that much.
Yeah.
Because apparently nobody watches. They only watch for the awards. Or sorry, for the for the trailers now. No one cares. Not even the developers.
It's a bummer.
Yeah. So it's like, why are we doing this show? Because we, and as I'm a broken record, we love the developers, right? Here at the Trophy Room, it's, I feel really guilty if like when I'm hypercritical or feel like I'm hypercritical on a developer, because to me, it's like, these are the people that are working their asses off to make the games that we love. And what we want the Trophy Room Awards to be is a place where we are celebrating them. They're the ones that are putting in the hard work, the long hours, to make sure that we are happy when we're playing, or feeling something when we're playing a video game, right? So, with that said, with that all out of the way, if we missed the first show, we got done with half of our nominees for our Game Awards. Now, we're going to fill out most of them tonight, and I bet there's going to be some few stragglers here or there. But the goal really is for most of these categories to have indies and small teams out there. You know, they really did carry this year. They really should and deserve the love and admiration that they often don't get, right? We always paint in broad brushes when it comes to indie games. So what we want to do is also put out some games maybe you never heard of in here, or maybe flew under the radar as such. So
did you take over 6-1 Indie? That was very inspired.
Oh, thank you. No, I did not.
That was great.
Yeah, no, I don't think about you guys at all.
I know you don't. I see the recommended channels on right, our right. YouTube channel. 6-1 Indie's not on there.
What is it?
You got Sean.
Okay.
You got, I don't know, but you don't have 6-1 Indie.
Right, fair enough. I'll change it, dang it. I don't think, here's the real talk, real talk. I don't think about YouTube at all.
I know. As no one should.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. See, yeah. Also, yeah, no, I got. Well, we got Bobby. Bobby will forever be there. The other absolutely. Two channels don't exist anymore. So, there you have it. I'll
also,
fix it up tonight. I'll make it
really, really quick. Excellent. Yeah. YouTube channel wise, I watch YouTube all the time. That's my preferred thing.
Sure.
And in my feed, I'm like, what is this? What the hell is couch soup? What is this?
What is couch soup?
And then I realized, oh, those are the people that took over Rare Replay.
Oh.
The Troy and Nolan North channel that I loved. But once Troy left, I think Nolan's still a part of it, but it's just not the same. And I was like, I'm unsubscribing.
How
dare you?
Yeah, not the same.
I'm sure it's great.
I wonder what happened between them. That's always going to be a lingering.
It's a bummer. Thought.
Okay, to the awards. This is not a bummer. This is exciting. So how we're doing this is, first off, we can't play every single game. But those are the games that are going to be first and foremost in front of us. Is the games that we've played, recently played, all that jazz. Then it's, you know, our friends' recommendations, you know, our circles. And then it's critical consensus. So any game that is above an 80 plus, we're going to consider them in part of the show. And again, this is not scientific. This is not perfect. It's the best way that we know how. To do this. So, how we're doing it, we're opening up the open critic because let's be honest, Metacritic is a pretty toxic, but the only bad thing about Open Critic is Sean Capri paid for all the negative reviews on us. And before we get into it, yes, we it looks like we may lose our fantasy critic.
No. Have faith.
Sean, I mean, Kyle has faith, but I just want to mention this. Sean Capri bookmarked every time I talk trash about him, and now that he feels like the wind's behind his sails, has now replied to every one of those tweets. And I just want to just put this out here. And this, I know Sean listens to the post show.
That's serial killer behavior.
That's serial killer behavior. You need to check on that. That's not healthy. B, we really were in your head. C, all of those times I did digs at you, I literally thought this would be funny and never thought about them again. That's how in. So you may have won the battle, but I definitely won the war. I bet he was late at up at night. Like his wife soundly asleep, and he's just like
no.
grimacing. Like, I hate this
Mr. Bad. This is what happened. I guarantee it. And nobody sees this except for us in our Discord.
He's very toxic, by the way. Yeah.
He sees that image of that kid with the face.
Oh yeah.
Like, oh really?
Oh really?
That is what he sees. Oh, yes, really? That is what he sees when he goes to bed at night.
Yeah. It just haunts him.
Oh boy.
But again, you know, the game's been in hands for over a week now. Nobody's had the stones to review River City Girls 2. But listen, again, they're gonna probably beat us by 5 points. And honestly, Kyle, real talk, this should not have been this close. It really should. And he's like, a win's a win. I'm here to tell you, I've lost every single game I've ever been a part of anything ever. And I made it that close. Yeah, a little embarrassment is to be had. Okay? It's like a 7-foot guy having a close game with someone who is like 4'12" at a game of basketball, at a game of horse. It's like, let's relax.
Yeah.
All right, now let's talk about this award show. Part two. Kyle, have you heard of this game called Neon White?
Yeah.
Because it's here. Wait.
Yeah, it's on PlayStation finally.
It's, and I may be playing it. I don't know. I can't say.
Oh. Ooh.
And maybe it goes up a few. What do you think? What are your thoughts? Have you played it? Where do you think this game should go? Because as this game comes out, I think our award show comes out. So again, Neon White is one of the most highly rated games this year. I believe it's the sixth highest rated game, just underneath Elden Ring, God of War, Chained Echoes. That came out. Okay. Freshly Frosted, Norco.
Which is wild.
Yeah.
Freshly Frosted got a 91.
91.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. So, Kyle?
Yeah.
Where should we be putting Neon White here?
Oh, we're not going category by category like we did last time?
Oh, we're going to go category by category, but first and foremost, should we put it in best debut?
I haven't played.
Okay.
I would not put it in best debut.
Well, this is a first. Yeah, yeah.
Just because the creator of Neon White also made Donut County.
Okay. So
it might be a different studio or a new studio or something, right. But like, it's hard for me to say that's a debut game.
So what I'm not like, because I know people have thoughts on that being debut studio. This is just a debut title, meaning a game that hit another platform first and then comes out.
Okay.
Currently we have Tunic, Inscription, Nobody Saves the World, Norco, Return to Monkey Island, Artful Escape. So you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yes, I had to count. Do we want to put it as a 7 slot?
Yeah, add a 7.
Yeah, I like this.
Yeah.
White.
Wow. I don't even see that category.
Can I be honest? I'm very disappointed Vampire Survivors isn't out yet for PlayStation.
Oh my god, I'm going to play the crap out of that. Dude, once it comes to PlayStation, it whatever.
It is living on my Vita too. Like living on my Steam Deck.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Okay. Now, we have also best action game. Action game. Neon White. We currently have Aerodrome, Sifu, Proteus, Cuphead, Delicious Locks. Of course, I think Neon White is. I can't say if I played it or not. but nod, wink. I think should be up there. Okay. Sure. Action adventure. We already
it was
actually, we settled it. Platformer. It's not a platformer. Let's relax. Then let me just see. Best RPG. We've settled it. Again, if you want to know all who's in the categories, well, first off, you're gonna find out level, on Monday.
Level but, design. If you wink, wink, played it. Who knows?
Wink, wink, wink. Nudge, nudge. Yes. Okay. this game's gonna rate pretty damn high. First off, I can't say it. I've been playing Neon White on my Switch 3, you know, my Steam Deck. Indie developers have made card-based games fun. We need to talk about that.
Uh-huh.
They just have. Yeah. We better put respect on their name.
Absolutely.
Okay, so now we have best indie games here. Oh, we have best indie game.
Oh, yeah, okay, we do. Okay. Question before we get into best indie game.
Yeah.
A category that I thought I don't think we have.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to throw it to you, see please, if you're okay with it.
Yeah.
Best game we played this year that didn't come out this year.
Yo, okay. I like that because it's very much like this is us.
Like, absolutely. This
is, like, let's not get.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, I like that. Best game. We. How do I title it? That didn't come out this year. Just as a project.
Best non 2022 game that we've played. And that could just be an us category. Maybe we don't put that up to the community because again.
Okay. Could you? You're right, because then it's just like Cyberpunk.
Because then why are they voting on it?
Yeah, that's right. Hold that, like, put it in a chat so, like, I remember it, because I'm real.
Yeah, where do
I'm
you want me to put it?
Fucking idiot.
Zencastr link, just so it's easy?
Yeah, Zencastr link, and then, like, text it to me.
Okay.
Yeah. So, best indie game, we got to fill this category out a little bit, Kyle. A little bit.
I'm ready.
We got... And now I'm the indie expert. I'll help you out if you need. Don't worry.
Okay. All right, best... sir. Okay.
Best indie game this year. We got Cult of the Lamb, Tinykin, Escape Academia.
Tinykin's one word, by the way.
Oh, is it? Sorry.
Yes.
Is it still a big K or a little K?
I think it's a little K.
Okay, cool. Have I been playing that on Game Pass? Yes. I want to get a taste of everything. You know, I need to. Have you been doing that, by the way? Have you been trying to just get a little taste of
it? I'm full in on focusing on finishing Horizon.
Fair enough. So
I'm on the last mission, so I'm ready to. I realize I can't play multiple games at once.
Yeah,
I have to focus on one at a time, and that is a hindrance to me and everything that I have on that wall over there.
I say that, but like I've been playing Call of Duty, which I can't do alone now because
that's the thing. You have multiplayer things that you can hop around to. I don't. Like everything is so narrative focused that I play. It's hard for me to jump in between.
It's true. Sorry, and you got to keep it. No, you got to keep. Yeah, I get it. So we got Cold of the Lamb, Tinykin, Escape Academy. Let me just.
Yeah. I love Escape Academy.
Yes, we should put Neon White in here.
Sure. Absolutely.
From what I've played on my Steam Deck, we should absolutely. Three. So what else should we have here, Kyle?
Easy. All right, here we go. What's the cap?
Stray.
How many do you want?
What?
Oh, I said cap as in like.
Oh, so we have 1, 2, 3,
yeah, Stray four, should five, be in there.
Five. So I think like 6-2, we could have up to like 8 or 9.
Okay, I'm totally down for that.
I would love to shine a light on as many of these bad boys as we can.
I think Stray should be one.
Okay.
I think Nobody Saves the World
should
be in there. The fact that people are forgetting about that game angers me.
It's written so damn well.
It's beautiful. It plays fantastic. Drink box.
Come on. Put some beautiful respect on them. Okay.
Nobody Saves the World. I would love to put in Ali Ali World.
Okay. Ali Ali is one word, right?
Yes.
Okay. Ali Ali World's in.
What I would also love to put in Arcade Paradise.
Arcade Paradise.
77 on Open Critic. I already looked that up for you.
Don't worry, I'm gonna get a lot of shit when I put where I put Callisto Protocol. I can't wait. I'm a Sony pony. 150 people
from PlayStation worked on it. Arcade Paradise is you are literally taking over running. It's a simulation thing where you're taking over your dad's laundromat.
Oh,
and you're doing wash and whatever, but mm-hmm. you're taking the money you earn and pumping it into an arcade that's in the back room.
I love it
because that's where your dream lies. Is to you build an arcade, and that's awesome. It's not just building an arcade and gaining money that way. Every arcade cabinet is its own arcade game that you can actually play.
Oh, that's cool. Okay,
it's really really cool. Okay. So a very good game that came out this year from Sweet. Nosebleed Interactive and Wired Productions. Yeah. It's pretty fantastic.
Okay, and now we have option 9. This I think we should option cap it at 9. 9's a fucking lot. It's like, this is a crowded category to begin with. I want to give them, though, as much credit as possible.
Okay, here's my dilemma.
Okay.
I didn't play enough of Curse of Golf.
Okay.
So I won't say that. Okay. Still pretty good. I'm really bad at Rollerdrome.
Sure. I like Rollerdrome a lot.
I like it, too. Sifu?
So here's where we get in this dilemma of like,
and then there's another one, Infernax.
Oof, man, there's a lot of good games.
And would we consider Shredder's Revenge an indie game? Right there, there's like four that we could add to this. Again, if you haven't been listening, indies carried the year.
Yeah.
Which will become apparent when we get to like the performance category.
We do Shredder's Revenge. Okay, this is gonna be a bloodbath because I do think one of these people need to go.
Okay. Yeah.
So the only thing that I have a problem with Turtles is that it is a known IP. It's a
fair.
But it's not like a huge IP, but it's like it's big. At the same,
it's a known property.
It's a known property. At the same exact time, though, it is a tiny team. It's a tiny developer. Incredibly competent. Now, yeah. I could say the same for Ali Ali World. That's a private division game.
Fair.
Right? And when you get down to like Cold of the Land, that's Devolver Digital.
It's Devolver. Like, yeah, that's the triple I scene.
Yeah. Fuck, if not, like, Turtles in Time is so good, though. I'm sorry. So good. I'm, like, thinking Turtles in Time. Yeah. Shredder's Revenge is excellent.
Okay, so let's look at this list that we have. Okay. All fantastic games. Yep.
Oh,
can
you
we
have the
take
link,
one
by the
away
way?
For the
awards? Because I'm typing it up. I don't see you in the notes.
Oh, I'm just refreshing it as you're typing.
Oh, okay. All right.
I don't have access to it, so I'm just refreshing it as you go.
Let me just change this.
You're fine. You don't need to.
This makes me add collaborators.
I like the surprise.
All right. Okay.
So, like, out of our list, Cult of the Lamb, Tinykin, Escape Academy, Neon White, yeah. Stray, Nobody Saves the World, Ali Ali World, Arcade Paradise. Should there be one we take away to put Shredders in that spot, and then another one of those games I listed off can be option 9.
All right.
Or do we go full 10? Nice even number. Are you looking up the scores?
Yeah.
Okay.
10's a lot, though. Goddamn.
It is a lot. It's
a lot. That's maybe one too many.
Too much.
Okay. I'm looking this up. Okay. Shredder's Revenge, 87.
Yeah.
Tinykin, 83. Both great games.
Yep.
83 is high enough I would keep.
Yep. Escape Academy is at an 80.
At an 80.
What's Cult of the Lamb at? I mean, it's staying, obviously, but...
You fucking touch this?
Joe, no one loves that game more than me. What are you talking about?
I mean, I've platted it. 84.
So have I.
84.
Okay.
I platted it first, I think.
Whatever.
All right. Do we want to... Escape Academy's at an 80?
Yes.
Do we want to get rid of Arcade Paradise? Because that's 77. Because 9, I could put the what, so that you know where I'm coming at. 9, I could put on a thumbnail and it's legible. 10 is like, I can't see a goddamn thing. I'm thinking about holding a
okay, phone so to then,
my face.
So then we just add Shredders as, at 9.
Okay. Oh, and nothing else you don't think?
Okay. Because out of what else I talked about, okay. Infernax, Sifu.
Well... I think Sifu should be in there, honestly. It's a really great fucking game. That's the thing. I like Sifu a lot. I've beaten Sifu. I've tried to go for the platinum in Sifu. It should be there. Difficult.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Calculating.
All right.
Shit.
I know this is gonna be.
Oh, it's like getting rid of my babies.
I know.
Oh, this sucks.
And I could already imagine people like, you don't have Sifu in here? Are you fucking kidding me? I can imagine it in my head. Sifu's fan base is fucking dedicated.
Oh my god. You know what? Fine. We can take out Arcade Paradise. Okay. Even though I think it deserves some flowers.
Absolutely. But
you are 1,000% correct.
Yeah, I can't take
people. Sifu is a better game than System Arcade wise. Paradise.
Okay, all right.
Oof, and then what, sucks. Shredders would be 9?
Yeah.
God, it sucks that Infernax can't get in there, but I can't take it off or anything else.
Yeah, right? Because it's like...
Fuck. Well, let's see. What did Infernax...
I know. We're 82. It does beat out what is it?
The Escape Academy.
I don't know. That is probably like the most indie, right? This is two dudes.
For Infernax?
Yeah, right? If not mistaken.
I believe it's a team of 3, I think.
Yeah. Up to you. If you want to sleep on it, you can.
No. We got to do this now.
Okay. All right. Oh, wow. We got to do this now. Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm not going to be focused for the other categories until I have a resolution. Yeah. It's like me playing games. I got to do the thing then move on. God, I love Escape Academy so much. I also love Infernax.
Yeah. God, you guys should see Kyle right here. This really is, we're pulling teeth.
What is a better game?
I don't know. What is a better game?
They're both completely different.
Ali Ali World 86, by the way. I was going to see.
Yeah, that. I know. Yeah, that's what I looked up before.
Okay, cool.
Especially because we put that in Best Sports Game. So yeah. I think maybe that's where. And Infernax is nominated for Best Action Game.
Yeah.
So it's not like it doesn't have any love.
But if it's in Best Action Game, then it really
does. It's got to be in here, right?
So I think
it's... You know what? Let's take Escape Academy out. Again, play Escape Academy, everybody. That and Arcade Paradise, two of my favorites.
I put it all in caps.
Infernax!
Sounds like a Coheed and Cambria song. I love it.
That is a stacked category.
That is stacked. Odyssey, probably the hardest category.
Play all those games. Yeah. Play all those games.
Jesus Christ. That's going to probably be the funnest category
Not to mention all the other really great indies. Like Rollerdrome, right? Who was it in our Discord? Was it Green Gorilla?
Yep.
Saying Musical Story is another one that came out that he really, really loved. I think it was Green Gorilla Gamer. There's too much. There's too much.
Okay, so.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Good Sir is the one that said a musical story.
Okay. Now. we get to best PlayStation Plus essentials game. Not like in the whole service as of right now. We're talking about the monthly games. Right now we have God of War 2018. Duh. Yep. Mass Effect Legendary Edition. Also big duh. Now I'm gonna read you.
I have the list up.
Oh, okay, cool. This is gonna be difficult. But January, it's like Deep Rock Galactic, Persona Strikers, which is a Musou game.
Yeah.
You got February, Dirt which 5. Is Tiny Tina's is there.
But it's not the full game. It's just a one-shot adventure.
Right, just one-shot adventure.
So it's like a DLC thing.
March, you have GTA Online, PS5 version. Ghost of Tsushima Legends, PS5 version and PS4 version.
Uh-huh. Ghost Runner too.
GTA 5 is huge. I think that has to be on the list, right? It's played by like over 100 million people. It's a PlayStation 5 version.
I don't see that on my list.
I'm using the push square list. It's a bonus game available from March 15th, 2020.
Oh, it's one of the bonus ones. Yep. Okay. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
It's
got to be. Where is my list? Oh, there it is.
We get the You can play that on its own without the base game?
Yep. So the funny thing about that, when that game first came out, they were like, this is a different entity from... though it's like lives in the same app, it's like they treated it as a different game from the get.
Okay.
Yeah, and now it's like totally different. Slay the Spire. That was an April game. I know there's a lot of dorks.
I have a couple.
Okay.
I'll throw out there.
Go for it.
Crash Bandicoot 4. It's about time.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That was in July. August. August was a good month.
Can we also do... go for it.
August had Little Nightmares, which it's fine. I won't nominate it. Mm-hmm. It also had Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2.
Oh, damn. We're putting that on there.
Right? And Yakuza Like a Dragon was also that same month.
Damn. Here's the thing. When you really look at it... One sec. Yakuza Like a Dragon?
Yep.
Is that PS5 and as well?
PS5 and PS4. Same thing with Tony Hawk's.
I would like to put Curse of the Blood Gods in here.
Oh, okay. Great Little Indie. I was also going to say Toem. Toem's pretty fantastic. That was a September one.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And that would even it out to 8.
Okay.
And Tomei is Tomei, correct?
Fuck me. Toem. It's just Toem.
Toem.
M. Yep.
Thought the I was silent. All right, Kyle, this is a fun one. Best soundtrack.
Ooh.
Best soundtrack. Best soundtrack.
Music? I'm sorry, what's the category?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Best soundtrack.
Oh, got it.
Okay. Yeah, I know. Okay. Yeah. Right. What are you thinking?
Are you going to say the nominees that we have?
Oh, sorry. The nominees are God of War Ragnarok, Elden Ring, Horizon Forbidden West, and Option 4.
Option 4 is going to take it.
I know, dude. It's really going to run away with it. I'm trying to think of like indies that had really impactful music. That's what I'm looking at first and foremost.
Sure.
So what comes to mind? Again, this year very, very weird year. Very weird. I wanna know what you think.
I'm thinking. I'm looking at what I played on the GG app, which I have not updated in a long time, so it's sorely lacking.
Oh, isn't that a son of a gun?
It's like it's such a great tool that I don't use it.
And they don't utilize it at all.
It's got to be an easier way.
Has to be. We're not putting Last of Us Remake in there.
No, no, no. Even though the music's incredible, but it's not.
Wouldn't allow.
Shouldn't be in this. The Shredders?
I'll allow it.
Right?
I'll allow it.
Because I can't think of... I can think of sound effects from Nobody Saves the World. The music isn't coming to me, though.
Right.
How dare you?
You'll forgive
me. Same thing with, like, Rollerdrome.
Yeah.
Ali Ali World, the music isn't coming to me yet.
Like, I am thinking of...
Cult of the Lamb. Even.
But it's not like, it's not like, oh wow, this music like moved me. That's what I'm thinking. It's like this music right her moved me.
Yeah.
Goat Simulator's there. Staring right at us.
Joe.
Yes.
Stop it.
Fair enough. Did you see the beginning of that? It's literally did the beginning of Skyrim.
Oh, you're did on like they a car. Really?
Yeah, and they're like, oh, so you're back
bless
here.
You. Bless you. Oh, I do fuck really enjoy it.
Signalis. Fuck.
Huh?
Signalis.
I haven't played it. I haven't heard it. I haven't watched the trailer. Fuck.
That should go fucking somewhere. God, see, indies fucking nailing it.
Did you play it?
I've seen it. I need to prepare myself for it. It's a horror game. So yes, I've watched. I will be getting all into right, it.
All right, Joe. Go back down to Best Indie. What are you taking out?
I really...
It's at an 83 on Open Critic, if that sways you. It's better than Sifu on Open Critic. I think our list is good.
Our list is good. I don't need to. We'll put Signalis somewhere.
If you played it and you had a strong opinion on it, then I would fight to maybe.
You're right, and I'll be playing it within the next 2 weeks for sure. But I do want to put that somewhere because I've heard nothing but great things and how it's a love letter to classic Resident Evil. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's go through it. Is there good music in Dying Light?
No, nothing. And this is where
Callisto.
No.
That's probably more sound design, right?
Correct. I mean, listen, we could have it at 4.
I know. I'm just trying to look at the games that I own. Can we put...
Oh, no. What are we doing?
Only based on the one clip, and I haven't played it yet. Can we put the Final Fantasy Souls game, Strangers of Paradise, just for that Limp Bizkit song? Or whatever it is?
No. No, we may not. No, we may not. Because you know what? Awesome Dave would love it, and that's why we're not doing it. That's why we're not doing it. You know? Goddamn.
Does Tiny Tina's have a good...
Again, nothing comes to mind. Honestly, the...
Ghostwire, anything?
No. Not a lot of good soundtracks this year. Not a lot of good bops.
Even in Stray, right? Stray had that cool guitar robot. Had some cool songs, but...
Yeah. We're fucking idiots. We're really dumb. I bet someone was yelling at their fucking TV right now. And look, like, it's an indie game. It fuck, do we put it to 10? Do we have Metal Hellsinger?
Oh, I didn't play it, so I don't. It's not in my... But yeah, that should go on there for sure.
Fucking great.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to put another indie in there.
Okay.
I know gameplay wise, it's not the best thing in the world. It's got great songs though. We Are OFK.
Oh, okay.
I enjoy those songs at the end of each episode. They're pretty great.
OFK. Fair enough. Sound design.
Oh boy.
Have you seen this? Have you heard about this? The Callisto Protocol.
Mm-hmm.
Say what you will. I really liked Callisto Protocol. The sound design here is impeccable because you know exactly, I'm telling you guys, you know exactly where they're coming. You know exactly how close they're going to be. Fucking great sound design here. Nice. Really stellar stuff.
I'd put Horizon in there.
Horizon Forbidden West.
The different machines.
Oh, yeah.
And sounds there. Just the environment. It's fantastic.
God of War Ragnarok, you would assume.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. I would not put Elden Ring.
I know it's the music. Fair. Yeah, that's if right? I have to think
nothing,
about it.
Nothing
this long,
stands out.
It's just like the amount of sounds that they have in there.
Yeah.
There's a good case for the underground portion. There's good ambiance in Elden Ring, but yeah. the swishes. I think you're right. I think we can leave that out. Okay, so we have Callisto.
You played it. I'm just going to keep bringing these up because you have more experience with these than I. Dying Light 2. With the zombies and whatnot and the running around and the world, does it have that kind of...
No.
Okay.
No, Dying Light's going to go somewhere. No.
Okay.
I want to...
Can we put Tiny Tina's just for the gun that screams and yells?
Tiny.
No, you don't. No.
I was in it. I was going to give it to you. Oh, dude. Call of Duty. Say what you will.
Yeah.
Say what you will. Come on. Yeah. Two. That, the weapon design, there's pew, pew. Excellent.
Wow. It's like I'm there.
I know. There's a horse in one section, I think.
Oh. Sound design.
Thinking of the click clacks, the rat a tat tat.
I keep forgetting this isn't video version, so I could turn my lights on, and it's like actually.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can actually see stuff. Hide you if you need help.
All right, Madden though.
I do want to just have like a little hanging chat here for Signalis because this is the next game we're going to be playing. Fair. And horror is a lot on sound.
Absolutely.
And I'm putting like a whole lot of asterisks.
I feel like this is another one where people are screaming at us. There's something I am not thinking of. It's so obvious.
So obvious. Sound design.
Also, yeah. It's already here.
What's that?
But what I noticed while I was playing Horizon,
please.
I was like stretching or whatever, and I had the DualSense in my hand. And it was while I was holding an arrow that had frost, like a frost arrow. And you can hear the coldness in the DualSense by me. It was like, holy crap, that's cool.
That's pretty rad.
I'll keep thinking, but I can't think.
You know what the one
else.
Everybody's screaming at us with? Grand
Turismo. Oh, Grand Turismo. Duh. No D. N.
Seven.
Grand Turismo.
I always say Grand.
Yeah.
It's my jerseyness. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This is option 6, and we could leave it here.
Also, Modern Warfare is 2 words.
See, always, I always get, like, people go, oh, it's 1 word. Like my Grammarly goes, nuh-uh. And I'm like, yuh-huh.
Really?
Yeah. They're like, no, so. I'm like, yuh-huh.
Like you said, what I think we both want to do is have an indie in every category.
Yep.
So I'm trying to think of an indie with good sound design.
Yeah.
Cult of the Lamb, nothing speaks out,
Nothing speaks out.
Let me go to the best indie list. Tinykin, I haven't played. Infernax sounds like an old retro game.
Does.
How about that game that you're not playing, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, Neon White?
So.
Or Stray. Does Stray do enough audio-wise?
Got a cute little kitty cat. He meows.
Yeah.
Got little things behind you. We'll put
those critters and whatnot that chase after you. They're kind of creepy sounding.
Huh.
The clinks and stuff of the underground city with the robots. Let me see. What did Jeff have?
Like, it's like the Call of Duty, Elden Ring, God of War, Gran Turismo.
It's the big, yeah. It's big stuff, right?
Yeah. For sound design, let's do. So I'm gonna do two hanging chats. Okay, one's gonna be Signalis. Okay. Uh-huh. And because this is the next game I'm playing after all, and then the next game after that, I just want to get through more of it. Neon White.
Fair.
I think you could put that in there. Again, couple of asterisks. I want to make sure I'm in it. You know what I mean? Before I give a firm yay or nay. Okay. Next up, Kyle. Best art direction. The nominees are God of War Ragnarok, Elden Ring, Horizon Forbidden West, Cult of the Lamb. Is there anything else you'd like to put in here? Who?
Best art direction.
Thinking of things that are unique. Game.
Damn it.
I'm thinking of things that...
I was going to say Toem, but that's not a this year game. That was a last year game.
That was a last year game, yeah.
Same thing with Inscription. Last year game.
Yeah.
That would have for sure have gone in our direction. Man, that game's fucking great.
Let's do Midnight Suns, Joe said jokingly. Please don't take me serious. It was a joke. Everybody laughed. I'm going to say something. Can I say something that will make everybody yell at me?
Are you going to say Call of Duty?
Callisto Protocol has really good art direction.
Oh, go for it.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
I love the I love the prison aesthetic. So they do something really unique. And this is not an original idea. It's one of our group chats where it's just like the prison is such a great idea, space prison, because this game is a double A game that's tricking you that it's a triple A game. You are in a moon, you know, the Callisto is a moon to Jupiter. Science, I don't know if you guys know that, but it is. But they do a great job of like making it feel industrial and making it feel like it is a prison wherever it could have been on planet Earth, right? But they do just enough to go, oh wow, no, this is something different, this is something fucked up. Okay, so art direction. I think that it does a lot of clever things that I think it deserves that, the ode, the wink and nod.
The same question, every category. Ghostwire Tokyo. Does it do a good take of Tokyo that stands out with like ghosts and whatnot? Like, are there any cool things that it does? No,
I wouldn't say that. I would actually say Stray has a strong presence.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Dying Light, the way it does its world.
Well, do we have open world yet? Or do we already do that? Let me see. Yeah, it looks like we already did open world. I think that's Dying Light's in there. Let's see. Oh my god, I saw the first 18 minutes of Dead Space. Kyle. I've been on like an emotional boy this week. You know me. I get emotional, but it has to really impact me. I was just like, I was giddy. I was like, you know when Ron Swanson gets excited? That was me. Yeah, Dying Light is in best open world, and there's not a lot of open world games. So I think that's where it deserves. But like art style, nothing strikes me there. Because you could be like, oh yeah, it's Walking Dead. You know? Nothing...
That's fair. Okay.
Nothing too powerful there. I mean, some of the enemy designs are interesting and unique, but...
No. Oh, we're dummies.
How stupid are we?
We're dummies. We said earlier how beautiful the game is. Nobody saves the world.
I was waiting.
We're dummies. I'm dummy. I'm big dum-dum.
All right, so we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You want to round it out to 8?
Yeah, let me take a look at our fantasy teams and see if there's anything.
Oh,
there.
That's a good idea. We did have the better list. Things sometimes just don't pan out. At least I didn't pick, you know,
God, never it's going to be. You know what's going to be crazy, Joe?
What's that?
You know what's going to be crazy?
What's that?
Hollow Knight Shadow drops tomorrow.
Right? Wouldn't that be beautiful?
Oh, then they're done for. What a turn of events that would be.
And then Sean yet again laying in his bed, just angry, just stewing.
Oh.
Well, I'm sleeping soundly, man.
How about Cuphead? Delicious Last Course.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, it is DLC, but
I would like it to be something
that's a full experience. Fuller
experience.
Okay. Plague Tale.
Fuck yes. I like that one.
I knew there was something, a big one, that I haven't been asking about.
Plague Tale Requiem.
That's a big one.
Amicia, you gotta stop fucking talking. If we're gonna complain about it in Horizon and you know, God of War Ragnarok, Ains, we gotta also complain about it here. Amicia, please shut the up. And you're talking so loud. You're in the bushes. You're talking like you're having a regular conversation. These guards can hear you. Or are they all just deaf?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All right.
That's a good one. That's good.
Best direction. Mm-hmm. God of War Ragnarok. Elden Ring. Horizon Forbidden West.
So I'm not going to make the same mistake. Plague Tale Requiem. Would that be a good one for this?
Yes.
Okay.
She's got to shut her mouth.
Going backwards a little bit.
Yeah.
I did not hear what you said. Probably for the best.
She's got to shut her mouth.
Speaking of shutting her mouth, does that game have good sound design? Should it be in there? Oh. With like the rats and stuff?
Someone yell at me a little bit fucking more. Plague Tale.
Like, I'm just gonna go back down the list because
we just remembered.
Best soundtrack? No, we did do that for level design last episode. Oh yeah, so it's in a couple of the other ones from last week. We just forgot about it this week.
I would also put it in best level design.
We did. It's there already.
Is it? I yep. always. Oh yeah, I'm a fucking idiot.
Don't behind that, underneath Ragnarok.
No, I'm a silly goose.
Oh, you're not. Stop it.
I'm real silly.
All right. What other games had good direction? Sifu.
Sorry, I'm getting back. Where you're are okay. we? Best direction.
Would you put Sifu in that category?
Why?
Just from like a concept, right? You die, you grow old, and that has negative effects.
And it's like
it's got pros and cons to each.
But also, I'm thinking when it comes to execution, because the one thing about that game is
fair
that we were talking about is like the need of perfection that hurts.
Fair.
Now, yeah, guys, yeah. Don't worry, I'm not putting Callisto Protocol here because the last hour does fall apart quite a bit.
Uh-huh.
And also, one of the bosses is John Cena, and people that have beaten Kalisha Protocol, you get it, and that's fucking hilarious.
Oh, God, there's an invisible enemy?
Yeah. No.
I hate that.
Oh, my family's all sleeping. They must hate me. Oh, my goodness gracious, Kyle. Coming out here with such slangers. Best
direction. Would you put Stray? Little cat?
Hi, I'm a kitty cat. And a
That's got to take some like actual skill to kind of craft a world with a non-verbal speaking main character from a cat point of view.
You make it? Yes.
I think that belongs in there.
And I'm gonna say put Neon White in here.
Fair,
Kyle. I really like Neon White that I'm playing.
I can't wait to play PlayStation.
Yeah, Not on my
PlayStation. When does it come out on PlayStation? 13th?
Does come out on the 13th when we're bringing out the awards. So okay.
Crisis Core as well, right? Same day?
Yep, same day.
Ooh, boy.
Oh, I think we're actually doing it on the 12th because it buys us a little bit more time, right? Wasn't that?
The 12th would be...
Monday, correct?
Or 12th is Monday. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Wow, a Tuesday release game? Whoa, what is this? 2012? What's going on?
What's going on here? As it should. As it should. We moved away from God's grace. We moved game releases away from Tuesday. Okay, so.
All right, I think that's a good list.
Yeah, that's six great games right there.
Yeah.
Best in accessibility: God of War Ragnarok, mm-hmm. Last of Us Part 1 Remake,
mm-hmm.
Horizon Forbidden West.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm typing in. Let's do Elden Ring, because it's just the get good or just get the fuck out. You know?
Fuck no.
You know?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
No. Uh-uh.
But, it, you know.
That's not accessibility.
I'm thinking of... Well, I'm checking out the Jeff Keighley Awards. Innovation in accessibility. As Dusk Falls, never played it. Not a PlayStation game out. God of War Ragnarok. Okay. Return to Monkey Island. Interesting. Okay. Last of Us Part 1. That's a given. The Quarry. Now, I heard a lot of... Yeah,
I also see The Quarry.
Yeah, I heard a lot of things about The Quarry in terms of accessibility, like making it so like the cutscenes go slower so you could press
better and all that stuff. I like that.
Yeah. I like that a lot.
Yeah, I'll put that in. Yeah, that deserves it.
But also, wait, let me just get Plague Tale Requiem. Because I know they did put accessibility in here. Right? I believe so. X.
Did they update Destiny 2 with accessibility this year? Or sorry, they always kind of... Did Destiny 2 get updated accessibility stuff this year? Do you know of?
I don't know. That's a great question. Can I play that? Right. Should do great work.
Absolutely.
And truthfully, I love it. Accessibility. Ooh, wow. Oh, wow. There's a lot here. Let me see this. This is, honestly, we should probably use this as a verdict.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, they have Sifu for accessibility. Oh, yeah, there is that whole difficulty thing now, right?
Yeah. But I don't know if you just put a slider and like, oh, yeah, that works. You know?
Sure.
I'm looking at Soul Hackers has accessibility options. That's cool. But I'm trying to look at...
Oh, this is a really cool category that they're doing on Can I Play That?
You know what? I think we should put Return to Monkey Island on here because it comes recommended from Can I Play That? And it is an indie.
Uh-huh.
Though technically LucasArts, it's a small team.
Mm-hmm.
I would say this belongs here.
Sure. I do want to point out a really cool thing that they have on Can I Play That Awards. Sure. They have a best representation category. Uh-huh. And the three nominees are Roblox added hearing aids to character customization. Just Dance 2023 has a wheelchair user. Mm-hmm. And Saints Row avatar prosthetics. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. I like that. Yeah. It's great.
Why did you have to make this political though, Kyle? Boyfriend Dungeon mobility review. The only thing that's bad about Boyfriend Dungeon, I can't marry my sword. I can only
I'm trying to make a scissor joke, but it's not happening. I can't get the right verbiage out.
I want to just check out the last two. Okay. Yeah. Fair enough. Okay. This is a good list. I will support this list.
Agreed.
Best non-PlayStation games as of 12/13. Okay.
Yeah.
Bayonetta.
Got to put a 3 in there.
3.
So people know.
Vampire Survivors, which you already know I'm fucking rooting for this game.
1,000%.
Pentiment.
Heard nothing but great things.
Mario plus Rabbids Sparks of Hope.
Same. I heard great things.
Great things.
That as well.
I was thinking about selling my Switch. Can I get real with you? Been thinking about it.
If the girls didn't use it, it'd be gone.
Been thinking about it. I know everybody's like, there was nothing on Xbox, but like, let's just give it a shot.
All right. Well, here we go. I'm on the fantasy critic.
Rogue Legacy 2.
Oh, fuck yes. God, bring it to PlayStation. What are we doing here? Just looking at the Fantasy Critic League and games that hit. Triangle Strategy? Splatoon 3?
We are not talking about Splatoon 3 in this house.
Monster Hunter Rise? Sunbreak?
Fuck, that's a good one.
It is a good one. It got us 16 points.
Yeah.
It's pretty great.
It's pretty great. I like how we trusted indies in our gut more than Sean Capri and Ryan Turdford. And he's like, oh, I heard it all the time. I get it. Well, you should have thick skin, so you should be fine now. Bitch.
Whoa.
But like they didn't, and like every time like a game hit a 70, they're like, oh, look at this. This game's trash. And I love how that blew back in Sean's face when he posted it on Twitter, because everybody's like, boo you, Sean, attacking the developers. This is means it's good, Sean. Again, we've lived in his head rent free for the past 11 months. Anytime he could get a dagger, and he will. And I'm just like, I'm not bothered by it. I'm loving it. Dig it a little deeper, Brutus. Dig it a little deeper.
Man.
Dumb fucking idiot.
Oh, God. I don't want to do it, what? But I think it would do well SEO-wise.
No, we're not thinking about SEO here, Kyle. You're thinking about Kirby.
I am thinking about Kirby.
That son of a bitch stays far reviewed, away from here.
It reviewed very well. People love it. As much as I don't see it.
Immortality.
Ooh, immortality as well.
Bam, rated 88.
Okay.
Rated an 88. Immortality.
Just saying, if you want to add Kirby, it's fine.
Kirby can die in a fire. We're not talking about it here.
He can't. He'll just swallow it and then spew it back out.
So stupid. Kirby's a dumb
pink marshmallow. Oh, how dare
you! Dumb fucking blob. You ran out of ideas. He's a dot with two dots for arms and two dots for legs. Jesus.
Hey, the Game Boy game's great, by the way.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All right, if you want to put Kirby in here, because we're at 7.
I also love how there's only 2 Xbox games in there.
I mean, they didn't have a good year this year. It's fine to say that. We need to normalize it. They didn't have a good year. It's fine.
They need more exclusive stuff.
Yeah, and they will next year.
Yeah. Do we have faith? Does the game come out before?
What do you think?
Please hold.
What are you thinking?
It comes out the day after.
What's that?
Do you want to put High on Life on there?
No.
All right. I can't wait to play that.
I can't wait to either, but just have to say no.
All right.
Sorry.
Okay.
That's a great Sam Earl joke about like people saying sorry instead of sorry. All right, let's put Kirby. What's this? Kirby can't fucking die. Not even worth it. Kirby. Forgotten.
And the Forgotten Land.
Kirby and the Forgotten. Is a T in the capitalized?
And the are not capitalized.
Fucking idiots. Not doing Chicago style. Fucking Nintendo. So far up there on air. All right. Best performance by a lady. Ashley Burch as Aloy. Danielle. I really gotta
get Bisuti.
Bisuti. It's Freya.
I said that with an Italian
Bisuti
accent. Bisuti.
I feel like you got to sometimes.
Bisuti
like,
with the biscotti.
Yeah. It's also a really great joke of like Italians are the last group of people you could be openly racist about. It really is true. You do a whole accent on everybody. Nobody's gonna cancel you over it. Charlotte Burney as Amicia from Plague Tale.
Okay. So here is where I didn't realize how much we've missed big budgeted games this year.
Yep.
In a way, like I still think the games we got are fantastic, but I'm struggling not coming up with performances that aren't in God of War and Horizon.
Right.
And maybe that's just because those are the games that I played the most of, but
no, I think you're right here because like for me, and it's so hard because it's solely PlayStation, so you can't move away from it. Uh-huh. So it is difficult because we've really like portioned a smaller chunk out for us, and so like we have these four names, and honestly, you're right. I can't really think about anything else that comes to mind, especially as much as I want to put an indie there. Indies can't or usually don't have voice acting in their games because they really just can't afford it. So for me, I think like the closest thing to indie that we got is Plague Tale. Really?
That puzzle game, that was last year, right?
Which one?
The one with Bryce Dallas Howard?
Yeah, Maquette, yeah.
That was last year. Okay. But if we're thinking about these big games, and it's just because I'm playing it right now and I've been playing it, how do you feel about giving the actress who plays Zoe in Horizon some love?
Yes.
I really love Zoe.
How do you spell Zoe?
Zoe is just Z-O.
Okay.
And I'll look up who plays her.
Please do.
Please. And like I could also say Carrie Ann Moss, but she's not in it a whole lot.
I would not say that. I think you're very brave for suggesting it.
Oh, really? She has some moments, but no, it's Erica Luttrell. So E-R-I-C-A.
Okay.
L-U-T-T-R-E-L-L.
Okay. Excellent. Just typing this in. Plague.
Yep.
Tail. Boy. And Horizon. Okay.
That's perfect. I'm such a dumb idiot.
What?
I this whole time I'm playing Horizon. Mm-hmm. This whole time, Joe, I'm like, isn't Angela Bassett in this game?
Yep.
And I'm literally looking at the list. Oh, no, she's the voice of Regala. Yep. Okay, cool. That did not click at once until this moment.
Angela Bassett, how can I put this kindly?
Can destroy you?
Honestly.
And be okay with it?
Honestly, crush a windpipe, you know? Mm-hmm. Just beautiful.
Yowie.
And talented.
Absolutely.
And yep. Just perfect. So.
Yep.
Fact. But her role is forgettable in Horizon. Best performance by a dude. By a man. By a fella. Christopher Judge as Kratos. Sonny Soljak as Atreus.
Let's you forgot the C after Soljak.
Oh, there's like a silent C after the I?
Yep.
Okay. Lance Riddick is silence.
So, when I suggested Lance Riddick, I thought he was in this game way more than I thought. Or I was going to run into him a whole bunch. I'm totally okay with taking him out.
Okay, and adding him.
And so, I would love to give one of the supporting actors in Horizon some love here.
Okay.
And I want you to tell me, out of the three that I'm going to say,
okay,
who is it?
Okay.
Kutalu? Or Kutalo?
Kutalo, yeah.
The one-armed marshal.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Erend, who's pretty great.
Yeah.
Or Varl.
Now, did we want to make a supporting cast category, though?
So, if we do that, then Zoe would be there, right?
Fair. Okay. So, let's open this up a little bit more.
Yeah, just because I can't think of any other main characters, right?
So,
and in some ways, when we talk Ragnarok, some of the side characters, I think, put on main character performances.
Yeah. So let's do Kutalo. Could you help me spell his name?
Yeah. You, out of those three, you would put him in there?
Yes, absolutely, I would. I like Kutalo's...
the arc?
His arc, his stoic demeanor as well, is portrayed really well. Usually stoic is like forgettable. His is, I think, the most memorable.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a capital K.
Okay.
O-T.
O-T.
A-L-L-O.
Okay.
And the actor's name is Noshir, so capital N.
N.
O-S-H. I-R.
I-R.
And last name is Dalal. D-A-L-A-L.
Okay. This does just become the God of War category.
It really does.
No fucking shame, because that cast is stellar and
fucking stellar.
Do we put...
All right, no, I will pull it up. We'll go one by one here.
Okay.
Because I think we need to give time to each one.
I'm not a common reasonable person. We're just gonna fucking... God damn it.
I mean, like, Adam J. Harrington for Sindri has to be in here.
Okay. I don't want this, though, to just be the God of War category.
I understand. That will give me more male performances from the year. Josh Duhamel from Callisto, does he do it?
No. Though,
does the actor in Dying Light 2 do it? Ghostwire.
You make a lot of sense here.
Like, there's a reason why I'm saying those things, no, but you're like, nothing is like...
I'm just trying to... Fucking sense. I'm just looking at it. I'm just looking at things.
Ooh.
What's that?
Just thinking that for best female performance. Again, in Ragnarok.
Angerboda
or Thrud?
I'll put Angerboda down. Thrud.
Absolutely. Are you ready for the spelling?
Yes.
Capital A?
Yep.
N-G-R.
N-G-R, yeah.
B-O-D-A.
Yeah.
And the actress is...
How the fuck did I spell that right, Kyle? That's nuts. Okay,
continue. Good job. Leia, capital L-A-Y-A.
Okay.
And then De Leon, so capital D, lowercase e, capital L.
Oh.
And then E-O-N. And then Hayes, capital H. A-Y-E-S.
Y-E-S?
E-S.
So H-A...
Y-E-S.
Yes, okay. Cool fucking name.
Very cool.
I am willing to... Okay. I am willing to put two more God of War characters in best performance.
For male. Fuck. Okay.
Because you're right. Because then it just sounds like, well, we're just giving this award. But I get it.
Oh, let me give you Sindri's actor.
Okay.
And it's S-I, by the way. N-D-R-Y.
What's that?
Sindri is S-I.
Yeah.
N-D-R-I.
That's what comes after.
Sindri's played by Adam.
Adam.
J, period.
J, period.
Harrington, capital H, A-R-R-I-N-G-T-O-N.
Goddamn, almost got it. H-R-R-I-N-G-T-O-N.
Correct.
Okay, one.
All right, Joe. Who's it going to be? In your eye, because I wanted Sindri in there.
Yeah.
So I will let you pick the next one. I have a leaning, but...
Tell me what you're leaning on.
I'm leaning Odin.
Wow. Really?
He is such a villain that I hate through and through from beginning to end.
Are you a calm and reasonable person? Nothing.
Thor is fantastic. So, but there's something smarmy about Odin that Richard Skiff did that gets under my skin.
Richard Skiff, how do we spell it?
Capital S, C-H-I-F-F. And it was between Heimdall.
Heimdall's such a fucking
Scott guy. Porter.
I just
or Brock's voice actor. Like
I know.
Robert Cricket. Like it,
this is the God of War category. And
man.
I'm just gonna say it here. This is the best cast
in a Tasker? My God.
This was the best cast in a video game.
Oh, spoilers. Sorry.
No, Kyle, it's been a month and it's everywhere on social media.
Okay.
Squirrel. Like it's there.
Okay.
Guys.
God of War Ragnarok's a really good game, everybody.
Come on. Come on now. You're gonna see God's a God, you know, come on.
Yeah.
He's in Smite.
Okay, now that we have this list though, I really do want to think of other games.
Okay.
Just so it's more varied. Right?
How about we'll have it here and we'll sleep on it?
Okay. We don't
need to be haunted.
I haven't played the Quarry, but I don't think any of them.
No, we're fine.
Right?
Yeah. Justice Smith is in it. Don't worry. We're going to be.
I haven't played Tales from the Borderlands yet. But do we double up Ashley Birch and nominate her for Tiny Tina as well?
It's really.
That's Aloy?
No, couldn't do that. Okay.
Wanda Sykes? That's the robot, Tiny Tina. Memorable, but it's fine.
Yeah, let's hold on to that, because they are just playing themselves.
1,000%, you know? Yeah.
Okay, most anticipated game of 2018. Kyle, have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
Wait, did you say 2018?
Sorry, 2023. You're gonna understand why I said 2018.
Yes, I know.
Spider-Man 2.
Yep.
From Insomniac. I don't know if you ever heard about that.
I have.
Really, really cool that they're doing stuff with superheroes. They're such like
a I'm glad genre. They got greenlit for a sequel.
Yeah. Well deserved, you know? Underappreciated. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It took a risk.
Now we gotta see if it pays off. Final Fantasy 16. Suicide Squad killed the Justice League.
Yeah, add a the in there while you're at it.
Dead Space remake. Resident Evil 4 remake. Mm-hmm. Street Fighter 6.
Yeah, which just got a date today. It leaked. Coming out in June, apparently.
Diablo 4.
Ooh.
Fuck that game. It looks good, dude. It looks so fucking good. Now we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You want to add one more in there for good luck?
Let's see. Let's see the games that are on the horizon.
Hogwarts Legacy. Alan Wake 2. Forspoken, a little game called Starfield. Come on, guys, let's stop hyping this.
Well,
game
no, up. This is PlayStation.
I know, one, but right? I just wanted only to laugh because like people are really like.
You know what? I want to put it on here. Not confirmed for 2023 at all. And I think you'll agree with me on this okay. one, Joe.
Yeah.
Give me The Wolf Among Us 2.
Oh.
Right?
It just feels right.
It feels right.
Okay. Let me toss two games at you.
Yeah.
If you like it, take it. If you don't, throw it right on back. Mina the Hollower.
Ooh.
That's Shovel Knight devs.
Yep.
And
Game
Lies,
Boy inspired game.
Yep. In Lies of P.
Lies of P doesn't do it for me.
Okay.
But that's it's fine if you want to include it because this is both of our lists.
Yeah.
I added Suicide Squad, so you can add Lies of P.
And I just added. Let me just take a look at everything right here. Right? Stellar Blade's up for 2023.
Oh, that's the not Parasite Eve,
right.
But they say Eve and Parasite a yeah. whole bunch.
Yeah. Want to do it? You want to get fucking nuts?
Alan Wake 2 is pretty cool
Alan
too.
Alan Wake 2 is right there.
I'm more excited personally for A Wolf Among Us 2.
Yeah, it's just, it's you got a date.
It's not confirmed yet.
Though. I would like to say, fuck it. Let's shoot for gold here. I want to give it to an indie. Let's do Mina the Hollower.
Sure.
It's yeah.
Oh, wait, Joe, what are we doing here?
What?
Are you telling me you're not stoked for Star Wars Survivor, Jedi Survivor? Are you telling me that's not one of your most anticipated of next year?
So we're dead we're
You know what? I'm going to say it.
Yeah.
Get Street Fighter off of there. That's not our game.
Wow. You're right. This is our list.
It's not.
You're right.
It's
what
our
am I
list.
Thinking? This is our list. This is
Street Fighter 6 is not on. It's,
you're right.
We're not going to buy and play that game.
No.
No. We'll buy and play all the other ones.
You're right. I'm buying and playing. You're right. I'm excited for Final Fantasy 7, Airbnb 16, Suicide Squid,
yeah.
Dodge Spice,
yeah.
Rosana,
Diablo,
yeah.
Mina.
I'm having a stroke. Yeah, come on.
What?
Star Wars. Because I was saying it all weird. Star Wars. Jedi. God damn, what is wrong with me?
Next year, Joe, we are not going to have an issue with best performance.
No.
I'm going to say that right now.
Yeah.
Just on this list alone. And if Wolf Among Us 2 comes out, oh boy. Oh boy.
Oh my goodness.
There's going to be some good performed games next year.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Perfect. Perfection. All right, Kyle. Here's where it gets fucking crazy. Here's where I'm putting... This gets fucking nuts. Game of the year.
Yeah.
Elden Ring, God of War, Cult of the Lamb, Plague Tale Requiem. Horizon Forbidden West. Sounds like a whole lot of Jeff Keighley's goddamn awards.
Yeah, minus Stray and Xenoblade. What are you about to put in there? You putting Callisto?
Check it out.
I'm gonna refresh it. Neon White. Ooh.
One of the highest rated games. Joseph is really liking it. I'm talking in third person. Just found that out.
Maybe I am having a stroke. Your friend Joseph who's playing That's it,
right.
not you.
No, right. I know a guy who knows a guy.
Yeah, it just happens to be Joseph.
Just happens to be. Here's the thing. I really love the Callisto Protocol. It is one of my favorite games this year, but I also understand it's extremely flawed.
Fair.
I know it's not for everyone, but not in the same way how like Elden Ring's not for everyone. So I understand its flaws. And in the last hour, yes, I agree with Joseph Yaden's review. It does fall apart a bit. So I'm thinking about games that are coming together really well. Neon White's one of those games.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are we going to add to this or you want to keep it at six?
Would you like to add to it? I could put three
I can
more
think
in
of okay, I'm thinking of two more that right, we've said nothing but great things.
Go for it.
Every time we bring it up.
Go for it.
I don't Shredder's know. Revenge.
Teenage.
And Nobody Saves the World. I think those two games, whew, every time we talk about it, we don't have a whole lot bad to say.
Yeah.
They're pretty phenomenal video games.
Now, honestly, I thought we were going to be on this way longer. And I feel like this feels right. It sounds right. Elden Ring, God of War Ragnarok, Cult of the Lamb, Plague Tale Requiem, Horizon Forbidden West, Neon White, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Nobody Saves the World.
Turtle Power.
This feels good. There's a lot of indie love here that
hey,
feels
it's
different.
Split. It's 4 and 4. I love that.
What's that? What do you mean?
It's 4 indies.
Yeah.
And it's 4 AAAs.
That's
perfectly
awesome.
Balanced, like all things should be.
That's all things should be. Now, there are two games I want to bring up here. That we had problems with, and it just came to mind. Best direction, best art direction, best sound. Sound design. Best.
What's and that? Best believe, if Inscription came out this year for the first time, that'd be game of the year.
So we're putting in right here, right meow. Oh, you think it'd be God of War Ragnarok?
I don't think it would beat it. It'd be nominated.
Oh, it'd be nominated. Okay.
Yeah.
Marvel Midnight Suns for best RPG. Ton okay. of RPG mechanics in that game.
Oh, not good, there. Good thing you're going back to that because I just realized Diofield Chronicles.
Yes.
Chronicle is L-E at the end, not A-L.
E-L, you said?
L-E.
L-E, sorry. It didn't look right.
Yep.
Chronicles, right? Or just...
Nice. Ooh, good point. Ooh. My neck. No S.
No S.
Just Chronicle.
Okay. And then there was another... Sports... Need for Speed Unbound. Give it up.
Oh.
Seriously. Give it up to
it. Yeah, I played a little bit of it. It's pretty great. Yeah.
Okay. Now I'm going to
say.
Yes.
This is a pretty good award show.
This is pretty good. I do want to add, if I could be fucking crazy here for a sec, one category that I think we forgot.
Okay.
Let me just wait.
And again, patrons, yeah. If you're still listening.
Hi, what up?
We're obviously going to do our favorite game that hasn't released this year. You right. just won't vote on that because that doesn't make any sense. Yeah.
We can do best horror game. We can put Callisto in there.
Yeah.
Signalis.
Uh-huh.
We could put Dying Light in there.
Okay.
And we could put in The Quarry. Would you be down for that?
I'm okay with that. That'd be 4?
Yeah,
why not? Okay. Let's see, are there any other ones? Scorn.
No, come on now.
No, I know. It's not on PlayStation either.
Why is it just doing random fucking... When I'm putting it down, it's like... Put like when I'm creating a new category, it's just like, here's some random shit I rethink, maybe. Dying.
Your computer obviously knows better.
Yeah. It's like, put
they know XL. You better than you think.
Put yeah. L. Put Q. It's like, what are you doing? Taking control. This is a pretty damn good list.
It's pretty good, yeah.
I'm just making a list, checking it twice, and making sure I got everything right. This is a good goddamn list. Let me just make sure how many categories we've got. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27 categories.
Can I throw another one in?
Oh, I do have another one as well. Yes, go for it.
We did most anticipate a game of games playing on PlayStation. Mm-hmm. Do we want to show the love for games not on PlayStation we're looking forward to next year? Games that come out only on Xbox, only on Switch.
We're a fucking cool podcast. I gotta say that. Yeah. Anticipated. None. I didn't need to capitalize it. PlayStation. Garm. Redfall.
Oh, so yeah. So technically, Mina the Hollower should go on that one.
Oh, really?
Because right now it's just PC, it looks like.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, fuck you guys. I didn't watch you guys.
It's also Hollower.
One sec. I'm sorry.
When you get
put
to
it all the way down here. I don't know why. Okay.
So yeah, Redfall, 1,000%.
And sorry, how do you spell Hollower? I'm a dumb idiot.
Capital H.
Yep.
You're not a dumb idiot. Stop it. O L L. Ower.
Sorry, say that again. H O L L
O W
O W
E R.
Okay. All right.
I mean, I'll let you do it. I could care less.
What?
Zelda.
Zelda? Tears of the Kingdom.
Just Zelda tears. Cry for me.
That's right, bitch. Okay. Then we go back to because I know that there's a lot of like Xbox stuff, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Absolutely. I mean, we're not excited for Starfield,
but everybody else is.
Sure.
We and people, oh, you're just selling phone parties, you're fucking pieces of garbage. You know, God forbid.
Ooh, I want, this is one I want you to put on okay. There. The Last Case of Benedict Fox. Benedict is capital B?
Yeah.
E-N?
Yeah.
E-D-I-C-T.
What's wrong with me, Kyle?
I don't know.
Why can I do Benedict? Fine. Hollower? I have problems. Oh, no. You're coming in staticky again.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Am I good?
No.
Hello. How now, Brown Cow?
Every time you talk into it. Back
the
up a
human
little
bit. Torch. The human torch was denied a bank loan. Right,
do you have that blanket on? Do you have something to fleece?
Nope.
That has to be that cable.
It's got to be the Go XLR because that's what it's plugged into.
Unplug it real and plug it back in.
Are you sure?
No, just the XLR cable, not the.
Okay.
Oh God, the families are attacking.
There it is.
Because it's something. Eh. You're right. It has to be something with the phantom power.
Oh my God. Hello.
Hi there.
Am I better?
Yeah. Perfect.
Okay.
Strange.
Another indie game.
Yeah.
Replaced.
Okay.
Do you remember Replaced?
Yes. Okay. No. That's one sec. Lords of the Fallen. No.
Ooh, Ark 2, Vin Diesel.
No.
Do we want to put the Hellblade sequel?
But that doesn't have like a solid, like that's just rumored.
It's not a solid. Oh, okay. Wow. Okay.
But, fuck, I want to do it. Hellblade is fucking incredible.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's fine. But for here,
I feel like there's another one we're missing.
I do want to get anticipated. I want an indie here as well.
Oh, there's two in there.
Oh, is it really?
Replaced in Last Case of Benedict.
Oh, no, I mean like PlayStation wise. We have.
Oh, for most. Oh, because you took Mina out. Got it.
Oh, Liza P.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'll give it to you.
Yeah. All right. Good.
Joe, really quickly.
Yeah.
On this list of upcoming Xbox games that they're excited for.
Yeah.
On this ranking website. Yeah. Starfield is one.
Uh-huh.
Dragon Age Dreadwolf is at number two. That's not coming out next year.
I mean, who knows?
It could be. Oh, maybe we've already seen it. If you at the Game Awards,
yeah.
Number three is Ark 2.
No. And I'm not putting Forspoken on there because I'm not that excited for it.
I am, but it's so soon.
Yeah.
Well, no.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's pretty good.
Yeah. All right. And best strategy game, I would also like to give it up to Marvel's Midnight Suns, Diophil Chronicle,
Tactics Ogre.
I think it makes a lot of sense to put it there. What say you?
Sure. Would that be only three entries though?
No, I know there's another one that's not coming to me right now because I'm. It's yeah.
Is Neon White a strategy thing? Aren't there cards?
I mean, yes.
But it's more action paced, right?
Yeah. What's that deck? Marvels. Midnight. The Dio Field. Chronicle. Oh shit, what'd I do?
Tactics. That's a good tweet.
What?
Somebody put, or Disgusting Film said, a Black Adam sequel is unlikely to happen. And then someone quote retweeted that with, ironically, it's because the hierarchy of power in the DC universe literally changed.
Nice. Very nice. Want to make sure it's on. What? One sec. Are you? Oh, would you like to put Inscription on here or no? No, right? Because it's
four.
No, best strategy, but no.
That's a last year thing.
It's a last year thing.
Yeah.
You know?
It would be, but.
One sec. Oh. Call of the Lamb is not a strategy game. You're really.
I would not consider that.
2-point campus? And Yu-Gi-Oh! Master Duel is on PS4.
I would think 2-Point Campus is more sim than strategy, right?
Fair. Let's do Yu-Gi-Oh! Master Duel because I know how huge that is for a lot of people.
Okay, sure.
Bam. We're done and done. There you go. That's the trophy rewards. We've made it. Now we're just going to be toying with things, making sure everything works. Everything's fine. Maybe we add one, maybe we drop one here or there. If you have any comments or recommendations, please let us know. But Kyle, I think we fucking nailed it.
We nailed it. Yeah. I'm excited to sit down with guests to talk about categories. I'm excited to battle it out with you on the other ones.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fucking fantastic award
show. Oh, yeah. And real talk, I'm not here to battle you. I'm here to fight.
No. I mean, when I say battle, I mean good discussions about games.
Fair enough. Yeah. You know, we're not like Sean Capri that's going to hang a 7 out to dry and, you know, cheer it.
Oh, no.
Because we're toxic people. We're not going to do that.
No.
We're not going to be like, look at this Twitter. I'm here to embarrass myself. We're not here to do that, you know?
Absolutely not. No.
We only say smart things, educated things. Yeah. What a take.
Are you going to be hopping back into Elden Ring to play that DLC, the Coliseum stuff?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yep. Very excited about that. That's
a today thing, right?
Yep, today.
Sweet.
Great trailer for it, too. That is fun.
They just can't get out of Horizon's way. The rumored DLC. They just can't. They
can't help themselves.
Can't let Horizon can't do its have thing.
One.
Jeez.
Kyle.
What?
Kyle.
What?
Kyle Stevenson.
What, did I forget something?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. PSVR 2. Anything like the Horizon VR game? Nothing?
Oh, for most anticipated?
Yeah. Think about it. If you have to think this hard about it, then no.
Yeah, no. Right.
Fair enough.
Like, I can't wait to play Moss Book 2, but that's already been out.
Yeah. Okay.
And I don't know how big that Horizon game is.
All I know is when I try to buy a PlayStation, it won't let me. I tried it again. I even tried using Amy's name, Amy's address. Maybe you should have even tried it.
Still nothing?
Credit card. Nothing.
Wow.
What the fuck do I have to do?
I don't know.
Don't like it. Don't like it one bit. All right, everybody. That's been the Trophy Room post show talking all about our picks for our award show that we'll be announcing rather soon. The 12th, I think. Ain't that something?
Oh, boy.
We love y'all. Keep you what's about you. Keep hunting. And keep playing PlayStation. See you guys.
Bye. Love you.